Welcome to our In Your City show, and we have a great Hot List guest with us today. Was supposed to be four of them, but you know what? They're band members, and sometimes we know how that happens.
I think they're sleeping in
it's
right
like
now.
They're sleeping in, not working, doing something. But anyway, we have Chuck Puttywitter with us today, and he is the guitar player for the band Boyfriend.
That's
been a longtime
me.
Friend, and we've known each other throughout the years, throughout the musical
back
venues,
when you had long
back
hair.
When we all
long
had hair.
Time.
Did you have the long hair too?
I did. Oh, big yeah. and long
he
hair.
He was like a lion, red lion yeah. hair, man. It was
by any chance, did you happen to add one of those photos of them back in the day?
Oh, yeah, we got some photos. And I actually have some photos that they didn't send me that we
no discriminating
throw up there.
Photos, right?
So you're here today to talk about the band and because you have an upcoming show, but we'll get to that in a minute. So talk a little bit about the band Boyfriend. I mean, you guys have been a staple in the music business here in St. Louis for forever. I mean, 45 years now?
It'll be 45 years in October.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible.
45 years.
Do you guys still practice in the garage?
We're practicing in a basement.
Timmy's
basement, yeah. You practice there. Yeah, you have. So, yeah, we, in 79, Timmy and his brother and I, and Mark, our original bass player, we all went to high school together. Now, Timmy was younger than us, so he was in junior high. And I can't remember if we started in our sophomore or junior year, but us four started a band. And we got pretty recognized and was doing pretty well even in high school. And we got picked up by a local talent agent. Heisler Productions. I know you know who yeah. Mike Heisler is, wonderful yeah. guy. And we started playing a lot of high schools, even clubs was starting to have us, you know. And Timmy's 13, 14 years old, you know, we're going to the
club.
Speakeasy, the Greenery. And their dad, Robert and Timmy's dad, was just a marvelous guy. We would play like on Wednesday night at Speakeasy, say like over in Breeze, Illinois. And we had a van and a big trailer that carried the equipment. He would drive us all over there. And then we'd set up, and while we played, he'd sleep in a cot in the van and then take us home when we loaded out. And then he'd go back to work the next day. You know, he was just a marvelous guy, but we had to have some sort of chaperone or whatever to get Timmy in these clubs. So, and then the year of 79, we kept playing all the way to 79. And then Timmy and Robert wanted a break, but we had just got booked one of the boats at Lake of the Ozarks. You know, they had the Larry Don and the Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we went down there, but they didn't want to go. So we got John Plitzy to sing, you know, Little John.
Little John.
And Bobby Jones to play drums. So we went down there, and we had to watch an audition for the other boat for a band. And when we were down there, we went over, and the owner wanted us to watch the audition. So we said, okay, we'll check him out. Well, they had a really good keyboard player, singer, and it was Bob Flynn. So when... You know, there's no phones or, you know, computers back then. So I grabbed a napkin and I wrote my name and number on it. And I said, hey, tell that keyboard player if he ever wants to quit and join another band, give me a call. Well, we got kicked out of Lake of the Ozarks because we ran out
of course
places to stay. So we were supposed to play till Labor Day. Yeah. And it was... right before 4th of July, we got thrown out of Lake of the Ozarks. So.
Thrown out of Lake of the Ozarks. Oh, yeah. Not a place, but actually
the
whole place.
I think all the hotels had a meeting and they kicked us out.
Their picture.
Yeah. We got kicked out of every hotel you can imagine. But
it was a
funny story that. So we ran out of hotels. So one of our roadies, he goes, I got a big multi-room tent. He goes,
multi-room tent.
So I go, yeah, we can't get kicked out of a campsite, can we? First night. Yeah, they confiscated our tent even.
Oh my God.
So we had to leave. We were gone. You know, that was it. We were done like
so
the Ozarks.
So you've grown up since then?
No. But anyway, so we got back, I think, right at 4th of July. And 2 weeks later, Bob called me, you know, and we finally went and met with him. And by October, Timmy wanted back. You know, he wanted to play some more, and we got him back. And then we've been together ever since, you know.
So. Yeah. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's been kicked out of the full Lake of the Ozarks, and especially a tent. So you win the prize today.
Yeah, we win a lot of those prizes, trust me.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. I can't even imagine, actually.
They were playing already when I was starting to sing in bands, and I would just look at them in amazement and go, how do these idiots do this? It's like, they were a great band. They're a
that
great
wasn't
band.
Very nice.
No, he knows what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
No, we go back far enough, we can call each other.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at him going, oh my gosh, I go, these guys are insane. And I mean, it was.
You
I'll
had
never,
to be a little bit of insanity there. Where's the name boyfriend band come from? Were you boyfriends?
We started out as the Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah, and that was just driving by the airport when we were trying to think of names. And I go, how about the Jets? And we go, okay, yeah, we picked
that
it.
That sounds good.
But then, I don't
good
know
thing
if you,
you
remember.
Were driving by something else. Yeah.
But back in the early 80s, a band got signed called the Jets.
I remember a pop group,
you know.
Yeah, I remember them. Yep.
And so we had to change our name.
It was Benny and the Jets, or was that a song?
We went through all kinds of names, and then Bob walked into practice one night and said, how about boyfriend? Yeah, and we go, yeah, that worked.
So, really? And you all agreed?
Yeah, we all agreed. Hey, it was good back then. There was Loverboy, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right, Loverboy,
okay.
Boyfriend.
All right,
yeah.
So let's talk about this show.
So after 44 years, you guys have done quite a few of these shows now, these kind of reunion shows, and you have another one coming up. And tell us a little bit about that.
March 9th at Diamond Music Hall. We finally have a real rock club back in St. Louis.
Absolutely.
You know, because back in the 80s, they were everywhere, you know, and now Topher and Johnny's just done a great job with this place. Sound system, you know, the lights, everything's incredible. You know, because I kind of feel sorry for bands now because they're playing restaurants. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like in the movie, that thing you do.
Oh, yeah.
Order number 14 is ready for pickup. You know? When they played Villa Pianos. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So that's kind of what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And nothing against those places, but, you know, we just didn't have a real rock club. And now that these guys have done a marvelous job, great sound system, great sound man, Todd out there, you know, Todd and Daryl on lights. Man, it's a wonderful place. So, and it's March 9th, and we start at 8 o'clock.
So, anybody opening up for you, or is it just
No,
you
it's
guys?
Just going to be us.
Okay.
We're doing two long sets. So everybody be home by midnight.
Jeez. Anything new? So, I mean, you guys have done this before, so you got any new stuff coming out?
Yeah, we put some new stuff on this show, so, you know, everybody be shocked by some of it and surprised. So.
And one other question. So, I mean, you guys have been together for 44 years. How does a band stay together for 44 years? And not only that, think about this, Chuck. So many times, one of the things that I see in the St. Louis market is you'll see the same 10 guys playing in 30 bands. You know what I mean? But that's not that. It wasn't that way when we were in bands. It was like you were Nichols, you were Boyfriend, and that's who you were, and that was your identity.
Not only playing in different bands, we've been where they played in the opening act, and then they were in the second band, and came on next. I'm like, why didn't they just stay up there then? They just want to change outfits.
I think back then we all thought we were Motley Crue already.
Yeah.
You know, we put on shows. We still do that. We weren't in it for the money. You know, nowadays,
that's obvious,
musicians show up.
Right,
Musicians
in the van
show
down by the river.
What's the saying?
15 minutes before the gig, set down a little box amp and, you know, and then start. They're ready to go because they're there for the how much money they make, you know,
right.
The $200 or whatever a piece, whatever. But back then, we didn't care. You know, we liked the big shows. You know, gosh, when our first gig at Kiel Opera House opening for Eddie Money. I went down at noon and stayed all day.
I bet. You didn't get kicked out of there, though.
No, we didn't get kicked out of there.
And that's something real quick before we got a couple minutes or so.
Seconds.
But you guys did open up for some big bands.
Yeah,
and tell me about the story about Billy Idol.
What
Bobby
story
Flint.
Do you want to hear?
Did Bobby have to dye his hair brown? He had to dye his hair
because Billy Idol wouldn't let him have blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
So he dyed his hair brown. I forgot about that. That's right.
And he really has blonde hair.
Yeah. Huh?
He really does have blonde
Billy
hair.
Billy Idol does, but Bobby does.
Yes, that's what I meant.
In order to, Billy Idol wouldn't let him open up for him.
It was in his contract that the opening band couldn't have a blonde.
So what's the craziest story from all the bands you opened up for?
The craziest?
That we can say on this show.
I'll say Alice Cooper. When we opened for Alice Cooper at Kiel Auditorium, I couldn't wait to meet the guy because I was just idolized by Alice Cooper, right? Well, he was a recovering alcoholic at the time. So,
and then there's you guys.
So we're waiting, you know, waiting and waiting. And he didn't show up for sound check, nothing. I'm going to, you know, what's going on? But... So we're waiting. We played our set, you know, and then we're waiting for Alice Cooper. Well, a limo pulls up to the door right before the lights go down. Alice Cooper's going on. He gets out of the door, runs on stage, does his thing, and goes back to the limo and leaves. Doesn't talk to anybody because he didn't want to be in that
environment. Sure. Right.
That would make him have a setback.
You were looking forward to meeting him.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk to him for an hour, but.
you had all kinds of things to talk about.
Yeah, we couldn't. So I never met Alice Cooper. So it would have been cool.
How exciting. And it's so excited that you're still playing together. The stories that you get to tell,
There's a lot of them. When we talk about them, sometimes I don't remember some of them. So. I was there. I don't remember.
We'll have to make sure that we get then.
We go see you guys.
March 9th.
March 9th,
At the
Diamond Music Hall.
And it's selling quick.
Not diamonds, but.
Yeah, right.
That's a whole different show.
Well, thanks. We thank you so much for being here today, and we can't look. We're looking forward to the show, and it's March 9th, Diamond at 8 o'clock, correct?
That's it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Great hot list guest with us today with the Boyfriend Band. So thank you so much for joining us on the In Your City show.
Thank you.